topic and today's Let's Talk is a trope or concept that I think is near and dear to both of our hearts. definitely a special favorite of mine, and that is soulmates. But it's also, I know, not a special favorite of everyone's. And more than anything else, the argument I've seen against it, or the thing that people who don't like soulmates don't like about it, tends to be the lack of choice. So we kind of wanted to dive into perceptions around soulmates and choice and, you know, how much it affects stories and relationships, this concept of being destined for someone and all the various ways that that can come together, be expressed. And I almost have too many thoughts on the subject. But first of all, just to introduce soulmates in general as a concept. If you haven't read any soulmate stories or you don't know about it as a trope, it's the idea that there is a person or multiple people out there who are in some way fated, destined, mystically linked, what have you, to be a perfect match for someone else. And it's definitely a spectrum, because you can go all the way from the only person that you can be with in any sense, like your soulmate is the person you end up with. And there are worlds where everybody finds their soulmate. Everybody ends up with the soulmate. You have one soulmate and your goal is to find your soulmate. And once you do, you will be together and you will be happy. All the way to the other end of the spectrum I've seen, which is, you know, you maybe have lots of soulmates and it's a nod from the universe that there are good matches for you in some way, or there are people who have an influence on your life in some way. I've seen takes where your soulmates aren't necessarily the people who are going to be your best complement. Sometimes they're your best adversary. I've seen ones where, you know, friends are soulmates too, you know, so like it's definitely a huge pool to draw from. And there are a lot of different ways to do it. And I think that that leans into the choice conversation too, because there are ways to do it that have a lot more freedom in terms of what the end game could be. And then soulmate stories that have no flexibility in what the ending is going to be. And I should say right off the bat, I love every part of that range. So for me personally, I like them all.
It's fascinating. I had a conversation, my gosh, a year ago at this point now, or 25 years ago, who knows, with Co, who is a absolute mono shipper for Stucky. And Co is who did our graphic design and set up the brand that is Pottscast for anyone who is new with us. Like mono shipper doesn't really even cover her devotion to that ship. And one of the reasons for her is that to her, Stucky is our soulmates, and they are completely destined to be together. And she loves the inherent angst within that ship that everything tried to keep them apart, but they keep finding each other. That's to her. And I said, that's really fascinating, because that actually kind of stresses me out on a certain level. If there's no choice, I like soulmate stories, and I like Stony more than Stucky, just in this conversation that I was having with her, because I definitely buy that they are connected and meant to be together somehow, but I still want them to choose each other. And the idea of choice and my value to choice should surprise no one who's ever read my fix. I think that's the idea of love being a constant choice is very important to me as a person, and therefore me as a creator. I love the concept of soulmates a lot, not quite as much as Ferret in terms of unilateralness, because I don't want to read a story where you find your soulmate and then that's it. You're done. You're perfectly happy. There's no angst or working things out or anything else. That I don't love. As much as, okay, so the universe says we're supposed to be together, but it's still not going to be great until we make this choice, until we choose to do it, until we choose to say yes or choose to believe the universe. And the soulmate stories I like the best are the ones that play with that.
I definitely find that the ones that fall on the no choice end of the spectrum for me are very much idfics. Like, it's really, it's like, that's what I want to wallow in that moment. It's not necessarily okay. an exploration of anything. It is chocolate cake for me. And I love that for what that is. I mean, clearly I had a thing about soulmates and choice, because my most popular soulmate fic is a fic where Steve and Tony are the only people in the world that they're in who are not soulmates. In Lost Together, they end up in another universe where everybody has a soulmate, and they have to pretend to be soulmates because not having a soulmate is seen as very like scary and threatening. So they spend this whole time traversing this like entirely other world, pretending to be soulmates, and it's very enemies to lovers, which we're also going to talk about in Trope Off later. And that environment of having to rely on each other so much and everything like that is what brings them together. So I guess like maybe I worked through all of my issues. It was a pretty early fic for me. And maybe I worked through all of my desire to explore the choice factor in like the ultimate approach to choice and soulmates that I could do. And yeah, now I feel, you know, I'm free from those shackles. But I get it. I know that it's a thing. I think that like one of the critical things for me is that like in a totally non-mystical way, I believe in soulmates, like for real. I think that fundamentally there are people who are made, like however people are created, nature and nurture combine, create, like there's only so many iterations of people, and there are just people who are perfect meshes for each other. Like when you get forks where their tines just fit together, I think that everybody has people in the world who fit them perfectly like that. And it's perfectly possible to happily date, marry, be best friends, be siblings, whatever, with people who are not your soulmates. And also it's possible that you will not cultivate a relationship with people who are your soulmates. But I still think that it is a thing that happens, that you meet those people that just fit like puzzle pieces together with you. And I have some people in my life like that. And so for me, I think the thing that doesn't bother me about a lack of choice is that for me in these fics where it's like, it's a mystical thing and it's the universe, the point of being soulmates is a promise that you are people who fit perfectly well together. And so it doesn't feel to me like there's anything being taken away by saying you guys are destined to be together, because it's already the answer to the question that choice is there for. In the real world, we need to have that choice because we don't know the answer to the question of like, do we mesh? Can we make this work? It is effort. And if you're promised right off the bat, this is your like your best chance for making it work with someone in some way, whatever type of relationship it is, then like that's the answer to the question already. But like, obviously in real life, I believe that love is a choice you have to make every day and that relationships are choices. But in when I want to consume cake of any flavor, I like people to just get through their thing and then work. And there's something about soulmates that feels like it's a stronger promise of a happily ever after than just people.
Fascinating. It's really, that makes complete sense to me. And knowing you, that makes complete sense to me. I don't believe in soulmates as a thing in real life as strongly as you do, or not as strongly, in the same manner in which you do. I do believe that there are people that are just made to fit. And I have those people in my life. And I think there are like temporary soulmates in a way. Like there are people you're supposed to have in your life for very specific seasons, and they are perfect for that season. And then that's it. And then there's others that are permanent forever. You're done. It's the end game in a way, like they are your end game. And for me, that's more than just Mr. Flame. And there are days I'm not entirely sure Mr. Flame is one of them. and that's Marriage Therapy with Flame. And it was a different podcast. But the element of choice is still so strong there for me. I am like one of the fundamental ways that I human is choice and free will. And that it's just one of the fundamental ways that I exist in the world. And while I absolutely believe in the universe and higher powers and things like that, and the ways that the world just works together somehow, I am just such an American, like such a Northeastern American that needs to talk about free will and choice. It's just like, I rebel against it in some ways. But I also seek out realistic cake significantly more than you do.
Yes.
Like, yeah, I just want it's why I think I read AUs more than canon too. And I think I've said this on the pod. When I review romance novels, the most frequent, like, you all tease me about having WhatsApps in all of my fics. And I know I do because I live my life on WhatsApp. So I want these people to live their life on WhatsApp. But in almost every romance review, I will talk about if I feel it is grounded in reality or not. Like, I will say if I feel like I could know these people. And I am not interested in things where I don't think I could know these people.
And yeah, I think for me, it's really important that the people be true to themselves, like the character that is created. I have to believe that they're not contradicting what I've been told about them within the story. And for fanfic, what I've been told about them within canon as well. Like as to their characters, but yeah. Like fuck around with everything else.
Yeah. And I don't try, like, I don't notice contradictions all the time as strongly as you do. Which is one of the reasons I love our friendship, that you point out things to me that I would have never noticed. One of the many things I love about how our puzzle piece fits together, but I need more reality in my fiction than other people might need to. And some of that is because complete escape, let's just get really esoteric here for a minute. My anxiety disorder means that complete escape into things is impossible. There is absolutely no point, like, really ever. It's very, very rare for me to be completely present in a moment or completely escaping the world or anything else. My brain is always doing other things at the same time. And this is not healthy, and it is not great. And it is one of the ways that I am, you know, borderline neuroatypical, and lots of therapists have tried to help me, but it is just, I'm not ever present in moments, and that's just how it works. And so I still want a tether somehow. And it's the closest I come, by the way, is video games. That's the closest I come to completely getting immersed in something.
I think we're both playing Stardew a lot right now.
Uh-huh. I found another one called Littlewood, which is like Stardew, but even less stressful. It's
Don't get me into it. You keep hooking me into resource management games.
I'm not giving you more games. But it's that, I mean, like, I played Animal Crossing until I could no longer lose myself in it. And now I'm sure my island is completely covered in weeds and I will never pick it up again. But all of this to say, I love soulmates when it is messy, and like, I love words on skin. That's one of my favorite ways that soulmate shows up. Mm. I love it. I don't love Red String of Fate as much. And I think some of it is because I came into fandom when it was not as popular.
I don't think it's actually been popular for a while. I think of it as a sort of an older school soulmate trope. I haven't seen it every now and then it'll have a little blip and a couple of people will do some sort of red string thing, but it's definitely not one of the more common soulmate approaches.
Yeah, and it doesn't, like, I read one that's a Winter Iron ages ago, please do not ask me to find it, and I liked how that one worked quite a bit, and that felt for me. I can't remember how many of these are like in my WIP folder and how many I've published. The soulmate one I know I have published is the one where Steve intentionally burned off his mark.
Yeah, I think Mark's is probably my favorite one, especially if there's some, like, there's some degree of interpretation. You could, like, you're not always 100% sure
Yeah.
Like, you don't know who your mark is until you see your mark on them or something like that. Like, I do like the misunderstanding stage where they don't know that they're soulmates. But I'm fine with the discovery of being soulmates being the answer at the end, right? Like that being essentially the love confession is fine by me.
Yeah. And if along the way, like they still like choose each other and they happen to be soulmates, like that's my catnip. Like that sounds fantastic. I love it. I think my story, which is Second Chance Soulmates, is the angstiest thing I may ever write. And it was really, really, and because it was a lot, and Steve's in politics and he was an idiot and Tony's Tony and one of my AUs in which I play with just enough that I can, you know, still do what I want with it. But a lot of that idea was Steve made the decision for both of them regarding something. And like, how does that kind of work out when the universe still wants them together?
Yeah.
And so I do still play with this, I promise. But I think I was also jaded a little early in that I read a couple soulmate fics really, really early where like they were soulmates and therefore everything was fine. And that just irked me. Like, I was just like, I can't go there with you. That's not what I'm here for. The only level of that level of cake that I'm here for is like kinks and or like PWP stories. You're going to give me a fluffy plot on any level. I want some groundedness. However, I love fic because it explores the differences between marks and words, and words that are someone's last words to you, words that are someone's first words to you, like words that sparkle, words that burn, words that are different letters, words that are in someone's handwriting, words that aren't, and then symbols that have some meaning to the other person but not to you, and so you don't know what's going on. And like the particular way that soul marks work in the triad of Steve, Tony, and Bucky, and like when they were born and if the serum erased it, and what if Bucky's mark was on his arm that Hydra cut off, and like like all of that. I don't have as much fun with soulmates in other ships other than that one and the three subsidiaries.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, I'd really thought about it, but I've definitely, like, I've written a lot of soulmates. I've done marks, I've done names and dates, I've done first words. I've done UC Color for the first time. I played with that. Ooh. That was fun. You might like that one. Oh yeah, I don't know if you
read that one. I haven't done last words yet. Jay just did a last words one that I
can do last words. It makes me too sad.
No, she did a great job with it. It was a really good, it was the only way I think I could do last words, and it fit. And it was just a lovely last words one. Colors, I love that idea. And then there's a couple of really famous ones with flowers. Hide a Heart of War is the one that comes to mind right now.
I've never done skin writing or dream walking, but I've seen a couple of those. But I want to just jump back briefly to you talking about like degrees of escapism and how much you can get sucked into something, because as you were saying that, I was thinking that like I have the opposite problem. I get too sucked into something to the point where like I can't unsuck myself from it sometimes. And like if I read a very long story of any kind, fic or a book, I can like get a little dissociative even after, like up to like a whole day of like mild haziness or disconnection from reality because it consumes me so much. And I'm curious if any of our listeners feel that there's a connection between their enjoyment of choice in soulmate fics, or relatedly, how much realism they want in their fics and in the relationships of their fics, and how deeply they feel that consuming stories is escapist, and how fully they can escape into them, or how fully they like to escape into them if for them it's a choice. Because I wonder if, like, I wonder if there's some correlations there, and it's hard for us to sort of collect data because there are a lot, like, in my mind's popping and all of the different things that could correlate with how deeply you can get sucked into stuff. Because I know everyone's on that spectrum from I get really sucked into things to, you know, I'm always doing five things in my head at once. And stories are one of the few times, like, if you've got video games, reading fic is one of the few times I can fully let go. So I'd be super curious to hear if our differences and preferences are just random happenstance based on all the other ways that we are different, or if it connects to this way that we're different.
Yeah, that's a really great point. It's interesting. I was going book shopping a couple weeks ago. My God, it was last Saturday.
A couple years ago.
Yeah. It was last Saturday. Mr. Flame and I went on a socially distanced COVID appropriate date that included a stop at Barnes & Noble. And I picked up a bunch of books because I'm a nerd that were all nonfiction, just in case you were wondering. And we were going up to the counter and I saw the new Sarah J. Maas book, which like is a book stop. It's somewhere around 9,000 pages. I have no idea, but it's far too long for me. And so I turned to Mr. Flame and I said, I am of the firm belief that like, I said, if you cannot tell me a good story in 500 or less pages, you cannot tell a good story. Like what this says to me is that someone needed an editor. Thank you for coming to my TED talk. Like just, I said it kind of loudly and the girl behind the counter started laughing. She goes, I feel the same way. And I was like, yeah, this is, that is too many words. And Mr. Flame is a huge fantasy person. Like he's read the Dark Tower series like two or three times and he loses himself in these wild words. He's a massive Terry Pratchett fan. And loves all of that stuff. And he loses himself, you know, like he's doesn't read very often, but when he does, it's always when we're on vacation and I will lose him for hours. And I do not talk to him because he will not talk to me if he is in a book.
That my vacations also are the only time I get to read. And yeah. My friend and I go camping 4 days. We fill our Kobos. We're both the type of people that we just go, we set up, we go on the beach or what have you. We read nonstop for 4 days and then we go home and it's very peaceful.
Oh my gosh. I would love that. That's what, but like, he does not offer me the same courtesy, by the way. To me. That could be because I've already read 100 books this year and like I read constantly. And so he would never be able to talk to me, which maybe he should take a hint. Just kidding. But I love reading. I love reading as much as I can voraciously. Cause the other thing too, is I love going to a lot of different worlds. And I love spending time with a lot of different kinds of people. So soulmate, who obviously I believe in soulmates because that's her name. Soulmate and I talk about the fact that like I am fundamentally always looking for more input and I am fundamentally an extrovert and like a puppy who just wants to meet as many people as possible and know as many stories as possible. So I don't want to spend a whole heck of a lot of time in fictional worlds where I have to lose myself so completely and get completely in and buy a whole lot of rules. Like I'm not into that as much. I just want to get to know the humans. I want to know their stories. If I have to deal with the trappings around it, like fine, fuck it, I don't care. But what I really want to know is the humans. Whereas like she wants to lose herself in Star Wars and or Star Trek. And I'm like, I don't care. I just want to know if Kirk's fucking someone. Like I don't really care about the Galactic Empire. Like, I don't give any shits. I give a whole lot of shits about the people. And she finds a lot of patterns between she and I in what we can immerse ourselves in and what we can lose ourselves in, and that she is much more emotionally attached to characters. She will weep openly at shows. I don't cry at fiction very, very often. It's an exceptional circumstance. It boggles my mind that people cry at my fics. Like I have no concept of that. I've never cried at a fanfic and I just don't have that piece of me. Whereas like, one of the reasons she never wants to read fan fiction is she knows she would just cry all the time. So, and that's just her personality and how she is. And that's fine. There's no judgment. I'm not like, I am the one that is broken that I think I cannot attach myself to characters as easily. I also don't cry over my friends all that often. I don't emotionally attach in that way as much as I could and other people do. And some of that is, I think, this disconnection I have with an inability to completely lose myself. And that escapism looks very different for me than it does for some other people. Most other people in my life don't function the way that I do. And it would be, if I am not alone, I would love to know. I could just keep rambling here, but that's such a fascinating question. Is there patterns in this that is, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like this topic just sort of just makes me want to like take a microphone out into fandom and ask a bunch of people a bunch of questions. Cause like, I want to know if you like soulmates. I want to know if you believe in some version of soulmates in real life, and what that looks like for you. And I want to know if you like soulmate stories, what kind of soulmate stories? Like, it's such a huge topic. And I feel confident saying I like pretty much all concepts of soulmates, but I'm like, I'm sure there's a way to do soulmates I haven't read at all. I feel like I should pimp my favorite soulmate story, which is Never Too Late for Love by Siniala. And it's alts. And it's one of those stories where they find out they're soulmates, but reject it and resist it for a long time. And it's a very alts way to explore the idea of choice with soulmates. So of course that speaks to me. And I legitimately like refused to participate in a party because I had started reading it before the party and then went to the party. And I was like, cause I was going with my husband and I was like, no, I'm not actually here. And I just took a chair and read the story and people tried to talk to me. And I was like, I should have stayed home. Like, just don't talk to me. I'm busy. And I read the whole thing.
I love it. That's my favorite of Siniala's fix, like, yes, by a country, yeah, mile. I love everything I have read by her, I have loved. But that one is my favorite by a country mile. Yeah. My favorite is High to Heart of War. I love the dynamics between Steve, Tony, and Bucky in that one. I love Tony's relationship with Howard in that one. To me, that's one of the quintessential Howard Stark's A+ parenting fix.
Mm.
And the way that Ray Shipola, I'm mispronouncing that, works with that and plays with that is just really, it's one of the first ones I've read and it is the one I return to.
Well, I think that we could ramble about soulmates all day. And like, this has just opened up that we want to hear more from people. So like, definitely hit us up and let us know what you think about soulmates. If you want to say it anonymously, you can go into our fandom feelings. If there's anyone that has like a strong opinion about soulmates or an interesting take on soulmates, we would totally have you back for an interview to explore this topic more. So let us know if that's you. But yeah, I think end of the day is like soulmates, really solid trope.
Yeah. And we did ask and get some like Twitter stuff and some Discord stuff. And so in a little bit in Comm Talks, we haven't looked at any of the responses because we wanted to just do this fresh. But we're going to check
this,
in with
this is just us. We'll just check us. In with you later.
We're going to check in with you guys later. And I know, I remember a little bit of the conversation on Discord that there was a couple people that were like, soulmates just doesn't do it for me at all. Which I loved, and we'll dig into that a little bit more. But if you either missed that conversation on the Discord server, cause it probably happened sometime in February based on how time has been working recently. Or if you missed the Twitter poll or anything else, like this is a topic that's been on our to-do list for a while because we wanted to talk about it and we kept wanting to do it, like have all these conversations and like do it because you can just keep talking about it. And finally we were like, fuck it, we're doing it live. Let's start the conversation because we want to keep it going with other people.